In Arthur Hardy's Mardi Gras Guy, there's a list of things that signal you know you're from New Orleans when you didn't learn until high school that Mardi Gras wasn't a national holiday. You're boastful that your baby's first words were long beads. That you think purple, gold, and green look good together and you'll even eat things in those colors. And you think that finding a foreign object in your cake is a good thing. So let's focus on those last two. That's referring to a king cake, a Louisiana delicacy that makes its appearance around Epiphany, January 6th, to the last day before Lent, Fat Tuesday. Now, the Bryant Park Project at NPR is in the heart of New York City, but our heart is with New Orleans in more ways than one, and so are our taste buds. We had a couple of king cakes shipped up here, and we even made one ourselves, believe it or not. But before we dig in, we really need some expertise here. So on the line is Super Chef Paul Prudhomme, here to guide us through this tasting process. He is the owner of K. Paul's Restaurant, which is fabulous, and founder of the Magic Seasoning Blends, and author most recently of Chef Paul Prudhomme's Louisiana Taste. Chef, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras to you. Hey, let's start with the colors on the cakes and that foreign object thing I was talking about.
Yes.
Why are the cakes decorated green, gold, and purple, and why would I be really excited to find a foreign object in my cake?
Well, those are the Mardi Gras colors, and so that's why the cake's that way. But what's in it is fun, because there's a little bitty baby in the cake, and everybody gets a piece of the cake. And if you happen to chomp down on a little baby, then you got to do the next party, man.
You're the next host the next year. So you're a native of Louisiana, right? You're one of 13 kids.
That's right. I'm one of those people you guys call a Cajun.
So what are your fondest memories of eating king cake?
Well, I think it's a thing that happened in New Orleans more than anywhere else. But I grew up with our version of a king cake in the country. Like here, we do floats. You know, in the city of New Orleans, we do floats. You know, we were animated, automated, and everything you can imagine. But in where I'm from, we do it on horseback, and we still do it on horseback.
So, okay, I need you to put on your Louisianan hat and then also your chef's hat and tell me, what criteria do you use to judge a really fabulous king cake?
Well, it's basically just the way it, some of them, you know, some of them can get ugly tasting, depending who cooked it, you know, who put it together. But a king cake is really wonderful. It's sweet. It's good. You know, it has good, great colors in it. And, you know, it's fun to be, because when you're doing a king cake, you always do it with a crowd. And so whether you're at the office or whether you're at, no matter where you're at doing it, you know, you don't do a king cake by yourself. You just get a whole bunch of people together and you all have a king cake, baby.
We got a whole bunch of people in our studio eyeballing some king cakes right now.
Yeah.
So what are the ingredients? Is it more cake or is it more bread or brioche or...
Actually, it's a little bit between a bread and a cake, because a cake is much softer and much more crumblier than a king cake, and a king cake is not as, you know, it's not as resistant as bread is. So, you know, it's sort of in between two of them.
I love those bells in the background. Where are you,
you
sir?
Live near a church.
A little ambiance.
A little ambiance.
All right, before I let you go, I got a couple of fact-checking things I need to do with you, Chef Paul.
Sure.
Is it bad luck if you don't eat Mardi Gras, a king cake during Mardi Gras season?
Well, we got all kind of things going on here. I mean, one of the things that New Orleans is great at, and Louisiana as a whole, even where I'm from in the Lafayette area, we're superstitious, and we're always going to be superstitious, man. It's part of our life, and we love it. And so, you know, if you don't do something, something bad's going to happen to you, you know? If you do too much of it, something's bad going to happen to you.
So before I let you go, because I know you're a busy man and we appreciate you taking the time during the holiday season for you folks, anything else I should know about a king cake? Because I don't think I can hold my staff back from these cakes
much
longer.
To eat these.
Cut that dude, and whoever gets the baby gets the penalty, man. They got to do it the next time.
Super Chef Paul Prudhomme, happy Mardi Gras to you.
Happy Mardi Gras,
happy
everybody.
Mardi Gras!
I got one more thing to say. Good cooking, good eating, good loving. We love you guys.
Good loving. I like it.
Thanks. Thanks, Chef Paul. All right, you guys. So Dan Pashman has been in here diligently cutting the king cake up. We've got three of them. They're from various different places, from Haydell's, another from King Cakes Online, and we have a third made from in Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
Courtesy
Brooklyn
of.
In the house.
Now, it's really cool. Actually, I went to the Haydell's bakery once, and they let me put the baby in the cake.
Really?
It's like a little plastic baby. And if you get it, then you have to host the party next time.
It's really amazing. I mean, you just, you open up the boxes and the smell is just
And these
just
are so
overpowering.
Pretty. I mean, they are. They're purple and goldish and green.
And they're shipped from, it's shipped, should we right. ship via? Okay, go for it, Matt Martinez.
Even though I am healthy Matt this week and I started my new don't eat stuff. That's
Matt, if you don't eat it, you're going to have bad luck.
I know. So I'm getting it. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Which one is that? So we know.
From Haydell's, I think.
Okay.
This is the Haydell. This is the Haydell's.
No, this is from King Cakes Online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how you feeling about that, Matt?
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm eating this one.
Oh, no! Rachel. I got a baby!
Oh, this time next year, Rachel's got to host the Mardi Gras party.
You guys, this is a little disturbing.
Yeah.
The baby, if you're
baby
not used to the
my
baby.
Bread.
So which one do you have? Haydell's?
Okay, this is, what is this, you guys?
This is Haydell's.
Oh, by the way, we're videotaping all this so you can see these shenanigans
okay.
later on the blog.
The first one is a lot like a donut. The King Cakes Online.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the Haydell's is like what?
Haydell's is a little more like a cinnamon bun, like a Danish.
Tastes like hot press buns.
And intern's lore is kind of like a brake pad.
This is just like
I'm
a
kidding.
Big dose of sugary love.
It's all good. It's all green. It's all gold. And that's all right here in the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Oh, my God, it smells so good.
You don't mind if we hang out in here, Allie, do you?
I was about to say, I think that was, I was trying to give you all a wrap, but that's not happening, apparently.
We're not going anywhere.
All right, I'll just do the tease. Keep feeding your fat faces. Coming up next on the BPP, new music with Andy Langer and a Super Tuesday song from Jill Sobule for you as we head to the polls. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Sugar High.
Happy morning.